and all the while the bell rang from the rocking of the coffin. The commotion drew a crowd of some size, which stood a few paces back on the platform, taking in the bizarre spectacle.
"Oh, hurry! Hurry, lest we're too late!"
the girl cried, and the men worked frantically at the latches. Indeed, only when they were at the final two latches did the dispatcher hear the girl cry,
"Oh, I knew it was not cholera! He was a quack to say it! Oh, I knew!"
The dispatcher froze, his hand on the latch. "Cholera!" he said.
"Oh, hurry, hurry!" the girl cried. "It's 5 days now. I've waited to hear the bell."
"You say cholera!" the dispatcher repeated. "5 days!"
But the nephew, who had not stopped throwing off the latches, now flung the coffin lid wide.
"Thank God!"
cried the girl, and threw herself down upon the body inside as if to hug her brother. But she halted in mid-gesture, which was perfectly understandable. With the raising of the lid, a most hideous, fetid, foul stench rolled forth in a near palpable wave, and its source was not hard to determine. The body lying within, dressed in his best Sunday clothes, hands folded across the chest, was already in a state of obvious decomposition. The exposed flesh at the face and hands was bloated and puffed, a repellent grey-green colour. The lips were black, and so was the partially protruding tongue. The dispatcher and his nephew hardly saw more of that horrific spectacle before the feverish girl, with a final scream of heart-wrenching agony, swooned on the spot. The nephew instantly leapt to attend her, and the dispatcher, with no less alacrity, closed the lid and began shutting the latches with considerably more haste than he had displayed in opening them. The watching crowd, when it heard that the man had died of cholera, dissipated with the same swiftness. In a moment, the station platform was nearly deserted. Soon the servant girl recovered from her swoon, but she remained in a state of profound distress. She kept asking softly,
"How can it be? I heard the bell. Did you not hear the bell? I heard it plain, did you not? The bell rang."